Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going right to the edge. Yeah, the cutting edge, literally. We're talking all about edge computing. But we're going to focus in on how edge computing is revolutionizing the industrial world, you know, the stuff that keeps the gears turning in our modern lives.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, to make this concept a little more relatable for everyone, think about streaming a movie on a really slow internet connection. You know, you get the buffering, the lag. It's just frustrating.
Ugh, the worst.
I know, right? Well, that's kind of like centralized cloud computing. It's struggling to keep up. But now, imagine if that movie was stored right on your device. No more waiting. That's the power of edge computing. We've got some great excerpts here from The Rise of Edge Computing in Industrial Applications that really lay out just how powerful this shift is.
I'm excited to dive in.
Yeah, me too. So let's get right to it. What is it about edge computing that's really flipping the script? Like, what's the big change here?
Well, for so long, we've been focused on sending all of our data to the cloud, you know, up there
In the
somewhere.
ether.
Yeah, exactly. But with edge computing, we're actually bringing that processing power back down to Earth, right to where that data is actually being generated.
So instead of sending all the data up to the cloud, you're bringing the smarts down to the source. I like that. Okay. So paint us a picture. We're on a massive factory floor. Robots are whirring. Machines are churning out products.
All right, I can see it.
What's happening with all that data?
So traditionally, all that data from all those sensors and all those systems would be sent up to a remote data center for analysis. But with edge computing, you're giving each of those machines its own little brain.
Its own little brain. I love that.
Yeah, it's like a mini data center right there on the machine.
Okay. So these little brains, or edge devices, as I guess we could call them, they can analyze the data instantly and make decisions in real time.
That's right. So it's like the difference between, having to call headquarters for every little decision versus having the authority to act right there on the spot.
So no more lag time, waiting for instructions from the cloud. Decisions are happening right there, right at the
I
source.
read the edge.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. Now, these excerpts from The Rise of Edge Computing in Industrial Applications, they highlight all these really specific, really cool potential applications.
What stands out to me is just the sheer breadth of these potential applications. I mean, we're talking everything from predictive maintenance, anticipating those equipment failures before they even happen, to like process optimization to save on energy costs.
Okay, so instead of reacting to problems after they happen, you're using edge computing to prevent them altogether.
Get ahead of the curve.
And I imagine that's got to translate to some serious cost savings.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Think about a factory that can reduce their energy consumption by like 15% just by optimizing those machine settings based on real-time data. Or a manufacturing line that automatically adjusts its production flow based on demand, minimizing waste.
Less waste.
More efficiency.
More efficiency, more money.
Exactly. Tiny little adjustments, but huge ripple effects.
That's amazing. But let's shift gears a little bit and think about the folks who are actually working on the factory floor. What does this mean for them?
That's a really important point. Because while edge computing, it might automate some tasks, it also opens up all these new possibilities for human workers. So imagine this, a technician wearing augmented reality glasses, and those glasses overlay real-time data right onto their view of the machine.
Whoa,
So it's guiding them through complex repairs with pinpoint accuracy.
It's like they have X-ray vision, seeing the inner workings of the machine, understanding exactly what needs to be done.
And that's not science fiction.
It sounds so futuristic.
It's closer than we think.
It's just around the corner.
Absolutely. And it's not even just about fixing things faster.
Okay.
It's about empowering workers, giving them the knowledge and the tools to do their jobs more efficiently and more safely.
So edge computing, it's making factories smarter, more efficient, even safer, potentially. What else should we be thinking about as this technology keeps evolving?
Well, let's zoom out a little bit. It's not just about individual factories, right?
Fair.
Edge computing has the potential to transform entire industrial ecosystems.
Okay, what does that look like?
Imagine a network of interconnected factories and supply chains, all communicating and coordinating in real time, responding to changes in demand, optimizing resource allocation on a massive scale.
That's like industrial choreography. It really is.
Wow, so we've just scratched the surface, it sounds like.
I think so. As the technology matures, those costs are going to come down. Mm. And we're going to see it pop up in all these unexpected places. Okay, so for everyone listening out there, I want to leave you with a thought. Where else might you encounter edge computing in your daily life? Your smart home, maybe? Your car? We focused on industry today, but the truth is, the future is decentralized. And it's happening right at the edge. Until next time.